Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and today we're coming to you from the Small Business Expo at the Heinz Convention Center in Boston. And our next guest up is a serial entrepreneur, attorney, and author, Adam Markell. He's written a book, Pivot. Welcome, Adam.
Jonathan, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's our pleasure. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about the book and maybe start with the title and the importance of Pivot.
Terrific. You know, I think the subtitle is what tells the story. It's the art and science of reinventing your career and life. And so what I find is that a lot of people right now are reinventing themselves. I've been blessed to be, I'm a former attorney, kind of a recovering attorney. I've spent 20 years
in that. Do you ever recover?
I'm still in the process of recovering.
You made new friends, I bet.
Oh my gosh, for sure. As soon as I hung it up, But traveled around the world, fortunately, reinvented my own life several times, pivoted over and over and over again, because I've been a serial entrepreneur since I was 15. I've owned, businesses, commercial real estate, title insurance, restaurants, and I've now owned a seminar company, a workshop training company for business owners and entrepreneurs, as well as others who are reinventing some aspect of their life. And it's taken me all over the world. I've trained more than 100,000 people on this subject of how to utilize change, how to manage it and utilize it to create growth
and
in your business.
It. Harness the energy.
Oh,
that comes
man,
with
you
it.
Just said a big word there.
So it's interesting because you talk about a pivot, and I think the one of the things that comes to my mind is that a pivot is a quick change. But most people do not change quickly.
No, in fact, most people resist.
It's human nature.
They resist change. It scares the daylights out of them. But the truth is, you don't have to make a quick change. What you have to do is make a small change. You see, there's a sort of a myth that we debunk that in order to change something in your life, whether it's you're having challenges in relationships or your health or your business or something, that you've got to kind of make a sudden change, a big change. You got to jump ship or burn the ships. And the problem with that philosophy, even though it's great for, for the dramatic purposes, right? This great drama, it's great for movies and TV and stuff like that, is it scares the daylights out of people. And because it creates so much fear that they have to, people have to put everything on the line and risk it all to make a significant change. What do they typically do?
They get more stuck.
They get more stuck, exactly. And so what we do is we help people to break free of the status quo, because we believe that status quo turns into mediocrity, and that's an epidemic in our world.
Right, and as we talked about earlier, that's sort of the slow death.
It's the slow death. It's what Henry David Thoreau said about people living, everywhere living lives of quiet desperation.
So tell us about the concept of the pivot. It's really about making change. It's about reinventing yourself. Do you walk people through a process of looking at all facets, all aspects of their life?
What's really great about the book, and I know I'm selfishly or shamelessly promoting the book.
That's what we're about on Radio Entrepreneurs, is giving people an opportunity to promote.
But the book has had wild success, on all the bestseller lists. And people write to me all the time to tell me how practical it is, because it's usable. It's basically divide up into three sections because it's about a process. Most people, the biggest mistake they make in wanting to reinvent or change something in their life is that they're looking to create a plan, right? Because a plan gives them safety or the feeling of safety. And what this is that changes that for them is that it's really about a process. And the process begins with clarity. Clarity is about your beliefs, the way you think. And so when you look and examine the way you think, you can create a clearer vision for your life. And when you have vision, then you're able to take action, meaning you're able to take baby steps, which is momentum. So it moves. First part of the book is about clarity, creating a vision for your life and for a new career or side business. The second part is, what do you do to get in motion? That's momentum. Mm-hmm. And the third part are really the rituals and practices that support you as you're moving forward. That's when you can actually create a plan.
Creating the habits.
Exactly.
So I want to go back to the first part, which is the clarity. And I think that's probably something that many people struggle with. And is that clarity in terms of desire? Is it clarity in terms of role? Is it clarity in terms of, industry? A lot of people say, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I know I don't want to grow up. So that seems to me to be a place where you'd have to spend a lot of time to get, what does clarity look like? And is it different for everybody?
It's different for everybody. And it is a process of discovering what you're clear about. Most people don't have enough time. They don't spend enough time thinking to be clear. So they a lot of what they believe because it's what their parents trained them to think. It's what society and the media has trained them to think.
Creatures of habit.
Yeah, exactly. So a big part of the process of creating clarity is actually learning what to unbelieve. It's a remarkable process because to me, I went in, you know, I describe it as like a phone booth. Did you go into the pivot phone booth with sort of one idea of what your identity is? You come out, you know, a lawyer or an accountant, or you're, you know, in business, you have a job or something, and you blink your eyes, it's 5 years, it's 10 years, it's 15 years later, and you go, and this doesn't feel like my life. This doesn't feel like my purpose.
How did I get here?
Right? Exactly. So you have to re-enter the pivot phone booth. You come in as whoever you are, wearing that identity, and you enter, or you leave that phone booth a superhero because you have clarity about what you're here to do and what you really want to do.
Now, people can go through the leadership or the training seminars with your company or read the book and have the same outcome either way?
Well, it's actually two great ways. Look, if they want to get started and they don't want to spend any money, I mean, that sort of tells me something about a person when they won't invest in themselves. The book is pretty inexpensive, obviously. I suggest you go to Amazon to get a copy of Pivot, but you can also go to startmypivot.com. It's free resources that we have for people, including 6 questions to kickstart you. So if you want to discover, are you in a pivot? Is a change in the future for you? Because there's two kind of change, one that you're planning for and one that comes upon you when you least expect it. So you go to startmypivot.com, you get this resource to be able to discover, you know, are you in the change process and how to utilize it? And check out the book. I think you'll find great resources
there as
well.
And as you said, you start the process, see whether or not you're I imagine if it's not something that you've effectuated yourself, you haven't started, but it's brought upon to you.
It's harder.
But there's ways to mitigate the outcome by taking control of the process to some degree.
Exactly. It's getting ahead of something that you know is a certainty. Look, there are a few certainties in life that we can count on. And one of them is that the world is changing. And the rate of change is exponentially greater every day. Disruption is all around us. Mm. And that's something that we have to not just get used to or sort of resist, but actually be able to utilize for our benefit. Because it's a universal law.
Right. Well, it's universal law. And as you talk about, with the pace of change and innovation, there's those of us that are of a certain age can become dinosaurs pretty quickly. Yeah. And I think that's also a challenge within, you know, the new economy, if you will.
Look, jobs are disappearing. There's no question about it. And it really is. It's about how is it that you can add more value? How can you create value, create something that's valuable in today's economy? And that's a different mindset. It's getting outside of your own current program way of thinking. It's getting outside the box, realizing the instructions for how to get out of the box are on the outside of the box. Hmm. It's just a different way of thinking, and I think that's what's really empowering to me about helping people to utilize disruption for their own benefit, as opposed to kind of holding on to an old paradigm that's dying and does not work anymore.
So it would seem to me that mindset plays a huge role in this, and the ability to be able to say, I'm standing in my way of the pivot. How do you bring people to change mindsets? I mean, it's human nature to be stuck, as you talked about earlier. Yeah. How do you really get people to say, hey, I'm ready to make the change? I mean, it has to be, pain is a big impetus for change.
Oh my goodness. If you asked me why I changed my life, it was all about pain. I woke up every morning, I put my feet on the floor, it was dark, my wife is sleeping, we're happy to be married to my college sweetheart for 27 years. We met at UMass Amherst, have 4 kids, and I wasn't seeing my wife or my kids. And I woke up feeling dread and even anxiety about the day. So it was that pain was the motivator, like you said. For most people, what I tell them is the beauty of what we help people to do is to work through a process that results in a plan. And our plan that comes at the end of the book is actually 21 days to create new rituals, to create new master habits, so that you actually are thinking differently. Could you put your hand on it or your finger on it, really, Jonathan, when you said it's all about mindset? You know, your mindset is the driver in many ways to what it is you do, and what you do results in outcomes in your life, consequences. So just wanting different outcomes starts with how you feel and how you think.
And it's really interesting, a 21-day time period, if you can't invest 21 days of your life in it, you know, to make change, you obviously don't think a lot of yourself.
You know what? Most people don't. I mean, that's a whole different topic, but most people don't really think a whole lot of themselves. In all truth, their mind tells them stories, and often those stories are quite disempowering.
Destructive.
Yeah. That too.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating. So, In terms of applicability, it really seems that the pivot would apply in any aspect of life. I think about my own kids that, you know, in some ways they form mindsets very early on. I'm not good enough. I'm this or I'm that. I mean, it would seem that it would be applicable, you know, industry agnostic, career agnostic. It really doesn't matter. It can fit to anybody who can read.
Look, it's a process for living. I mean, pivotability is something. I'm developing curriculum for business school, but the truth is, it's something we ought to be teaching our kids in grade school. Make small changes, because that's the whole concept, is you make small changes that over time create transformation in your life. I mean, that's how anything in life has evolved. It's evolved through a process of course correction, of correct and continue.
Right.
And so when you're doing something that doesn't work and you keep doing it day after day, and often it's out of fear that you continue to do something, you wonder why your life doesn't feel great.
Right, reinforcing the bad habits.
Exactly. It's no wonder. We've got to break that habit, and that starts with small steps that are relatively controllable and feel safe.
Digestible, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
See that it doesn't feel that bad or taste that bad.
Right.
Absolutely. Interesting stuff. Why don't you tell our listeners, if they want to get a copy of the book, what's the best way for them to find it? It sounds like across all major retail platforms
you
online.
You can. I mean, you can always go into an old-fashioned bookstore, Barnes & Noble or something.
Do those exist?
They still somewhere around exist. Go to Amazon, Pivot, The Art and Science of Reinventing Your Career and Life. And you can also go to my website, adammarkell.com. Check out some of, as you said, our trainings and workshops. We do a Pivot Launch Formula program that really is amazing for people. It's online. But, you know, and we've got podcasts and blogs
and are there live seminars that you do in various cities, selected cities?
We do them on the East Coast and the West Coast.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, it's very interesting stuff and certainly valuable as far as life is concerned, not only in business, but life in general.
Thank you, John.
Our guest on Radio Entrepreneurs has been Adam Markell. Go get his book, Pivot, read all about it, and take the 21-day challenge.
Awesome.
And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.